This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Filmish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Hello, you are listening to the Filmish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, yeah. Joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
That's me.
Right, coming up on today's episode, we'll be checking out the latest movie news. Mark,
movie news. That's the jingle. I haven't done it for ages.
Yeah. That'll be followed by Mark's DVD review. We'll then be taking a pitch from Danny. That's Danny's movie pitch. Box office top three. It sort of sounds like there's not much going on in the show.
Does it?
But
yeah.
There is.
There is. There's loads of stuff going on, mate.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. We obviously, as always, had our chicken. I know you didn't have chicken.
I had fish finger sandwich, so I'm okay.
Do you want to tell him what happened?
Well, no, you tell him. So you're the victim.
So I don't like it sitting outside to eat. And Sean finds that a bit.
Why don't you?
Why don't I? The sun, bugs is the main thing. Wasps and stuff like that. I think, why do you want to be on edge when you're eating? But anyway, so we're sitting there, and these two flies, I think they're probably at it, they were flying around our heads, and I just kept swiping at them.
Sorry, flying around your head?
Yeah, kept swiping at them, and Sean talked to me like I was a little child and said, stop swiping at them, just leave them alone, and they'll just fly away. So the next time it came up, I didn't swipe, and guess what happened? It flew and sat on my cucumber.
Straight in his dinner.
Straight in my dinner.
There you go. But I was just testing you.
Well, testing me for what?
You've got to learn to stick up for yourself.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Right, there you go. So, you seen any good films recently? Any odd cinema trips?
Cinema trips. Went last night. Last minute. No, nothing weird. Nothing weird happened.
We'll get on to talking about Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Yeah.
Later on. But when I was watching it, parents brought their children. There are a lot of children. I mean, like the proper the children.
Can I tell you something?
Obviously, it's a radio show. You can't see. They're about that big. How old is that?
That is 5 years old.
5 year olds. Bringing 5 year olds into Jurassic World. Furious. I was so angry.
Because
why does this stuff always happen to me?
Hey, what are you talking about?
In the cinema. They're talking.
I thought you were being nice then. I thought you were going, they're too young and they're going to be scared.
Surely there is that element, but I don't care about that bit.
I used to have nightmares from Jurassic Park, the first one.
It's ridiculous.
It really scared me.
This just always happens to me now. If I go to a multiplex cinema, obviously it's Westfield in London, it's just people don't have to watch a film anymore. Sit down, shut up, eat your food quietly, watch the film, go at the end.
Yeah.
Stop checking your phone. Stop messaging. Why are you filming that you're in a screen? Why are you putting the screen on Snapchat? Who gives a fuck? What is wrong with people? What? Who cares?
Yeah.
That you're at the cinema.
Are you saying all this when you're in there?
Huh?
Are you saying all this when you're in
well,
there?
Well, yeah, keep shushing me. It really does my head in.
It is,
they need to ban it. Put a £60 fine or something. I've paid 16 quid for this.
Yes, a lot.
Like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And there's children and teenagers on their phones.
So do you want to outprice them? Do you reckon they should put the prices up to get rid of those people?
I think there should be special screenings of films that are this is a no phone screening. And they need to make that clearer.
But they are all no phone screenings.
No, but they're not, because it's become, because young people are changing the way you consume things. If it's normal for people to check their phones during a film, if young people are checking their phones during the film, and that's what all young people are doing, that becomes the norm.
Yeah.
So it's normal to young people. Those people are going to grow up as fully grown adults just checking their phone during a film.
It's not good, is it?
No.
Oh. What about Curzon? They're nicer there. Why don't you go to
an art house? I tend to, but I tend to go to an art house.
You should come and live in the
middle
country.
Class people.
No one goes to cinema. It's always quiet. There's never anyone there.
Okay. That's what you're saying is resolution. Do you have a problem with this?
No.
You don't have a problem with people checking their phones?
No. I don't notice.
You don't notice?
I don't notice.
It's in a big black room and the screen's lit up.
I'm enthralled in the film. I've never seen that.
I
don't see
so
it.
Angry.
Do you?
Yeah, do you remember I told you last time I hit someone with my hat?
Oh, yeah.
But that was for kissing, wasn't it?
What kissing?
Well, they were kissing.
So you hit it with your hand? I don't remember it was that they were kissing.
Yeah, they were kissing and it was doing my head in. So I pretended that I'd sort of like fell over my popcorn. I just hit the bloke with my hat really hard. Oh, sorry.
That's pathetic.
I know.
Kissing, that's not making any noise.
It's distracting.
Why?
Get a room. I know that, like, that, I know it's not original saying get a room. Just what are you? Why have you paid £16 to kiss? You could do it for free outside. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Right, moving on.
Yeah.
We'll take a look at movie news.
Movie news.
Well done. So the big story, I think, I've calmed down now. The big story is Lucasfilm, I don't know if you heard recently, that it was reported that Disney and Lucasfilm had cancelled the productions of the Star Wars spin-off movies. And we're going to concentrate on the main franchise and the new trilogy that that has been written, I think, by Rian Johnson. Of the Last Jedi fame.
The new trilogy.
Rian Johnson, who made The Last Jedi, he's been signed up to do his own trilogy.
When's that set?
Don't know. All we know is it's set in the universe of Star Wars, but it won't be linked to this current franchise.
Oh, that'll be fresh and nice, won't it?
Well, you say that, but I think The Last Jedi had such a bad reaction.
The Last Jedi did?
Yeah.
Did it? Is it because of Luke? Because they...
Well, yeah, it was because of loads of things, but Luke is probably one of the main aspects.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
So anyway, so it's come out that Disney have cancelled those.
Because of
the failure of Solo, the reported failure of Solo.
Right.
Lucasfilm have responded and actually said those are inaccurate. It appears likely that a planned Obi-Wan movie, which has Stephen Daldry making a deal to direct, as well as a Boba Fett film, will still undergo production.
Boba Fett? Is that the one with the bum face?
The what?
The bum face.
No.
The bum face.
What bum face?
Oh no, what's the one with the bum face?
That's just one of the aliens, isn't it? No, Boba Fett is the the bounty hunter.
Oh!
Yeah.
Sorry.
So it looks like...
Is he a human?
Those are still in production.
Underneath the hat?
What?
Is he a human underneath the hat? Or is he an alien?
He's a clone.
He's a clone.
He's a clone.
He's a clone.
Yeah, from... Attack of the Clones, he's a clone.
He's a clone.
Yeah.
So there's lots of them.
I know, he's not a clone. He made... Yes, it is a person, and he made loads... You know all the stormtroopers?
Yeah.
They all look like Boba Fett.
Different colour.
What?
Different colour.
What do you mean, different colour?
They're different colour to Boba Fett.
No, they're not a different colour.
They're white.
What, the suit is?
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying the people in the stormtrooper...
Costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look the same as the bloke in the Boba Fett costume.
What are you talking about? That's nonsense.
No.
I've seen the new films.
Yeah, I know, that's a problem.
What?
In Attack of the Clones.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't really watch that.
They clone Boba Fett, right?
Yeah.
And there's thousands and thousands of clones of him, and they're the stormtroopers.
So why are there stormtroopers that are different people then?
In Solo...
No, in the new films.
Because it's so much further in the future that they've started hiring...
Why don't you just do more clones?
Well, exactly. I mean, there's problems with the... Well, the George Lucas.
No wonder they're cancelling stuff, Sean.
Of course. Yeah, there you go.
He doesn't look even like him. They don't look anything like each other.
But that's just a picture, Mark, of a stormtrooper and what are you talking about?
Oh, so the costumes aren't... Okay.
Underneath
yeah,
the
but
costumes!
You know what's confusing? Because all the stormtroopers' costumes are the same, so they look like clones, don't they?
That's probably one of the stupidest things you've ever said.
But they do.
And you've said a lot of stupid things.
But why... Oh.
Look, moving on. We'll look at some other news. We'll have a movie news.
Movie news.
Will Ferrell to star in a film based on Eurovision. He will star in a film called Eurovision, which will be set at the music competition and will air on Netflix. Will that do? Do America know about Eurovision? You're not going to know the answer to that.
No, they won't. No, they know ABBA, though.
Sorry?
They know ABBA.
The Anchorman star was at this year's contest and is thought to have been a fan since being introduced to it by his wife. The movie has been seen as an attempt by Netflix to appeal to international subscribers, as the contest is not so popular for America as it is in around Europe.
Oh, it's a Netflix
Eurovision.
Only?
Yes, it will be, yeah.
Oh, so it's not going to be cinema?
His wife's Swedish, by the way. Well...
Yeah.
It won't be in the cinema, no.
Ah.
Other news... I imagine you might quite like this. New Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
Yep, good.
Third one. Yep. Even though the second one was a bit of a flop. So that's good. Yeah.
I've got some Cobra Kai news.
Cobra Kai news?
Well, it's not news, really, but there's a lot of talk that Cobra Kai is going to get nominated in the Emmys for different things.
You are joking.
No.
What do you mean there's a lot of
talk?
Sean,
you need to watch it, mate.
Is it you talking?
What?
What do you mean a lot of talk?
There's talk. It's all on the internet. Did you know?
Everything's on the internet.
Sean, the first episode on YouTube has had over 40 million views.
Good.
That's a lot, Sean.
That's very good.
You need to watch it, man. I don't know what... I can't push it enough.
Just remind me.
Can I also say that thank you very much to Last Exit on... LastExitToNowhere.com for giving us some Cobra Kai t-shirts.
Yeah.
They're really good, aren't they?
Look at you, strike first.
I love it. Strike hard. No mercy. Sir!
Okay. Shouldn't it just say wax on, wax off?
No, Cobra Kai. That'd be Mr. Miyagi.
Okay. All right, fine.
You need to watch it. It's the best thing that's happened this year. It's the best thing that's happened this year.
My brother said it was rubbish.
Your brother, I'm sorry, is an idiot. I liked him when I met him.
Yeah.
Idiot. Well, maybe he just doesn't know...
Same coloured hair as you.
Maybe he doesn't know the background. Maybe he's not really into Karate Kid.
Yeah, don't know.
He didn't watch it properly. He needs to...
I'll have a word.
Sort himself out.
Some other news.
Yeah, movie news.
Spider-Man spin-off, Silk, planned. Do you know about this?
Mm-mm.
Sony is planning to create a spin-off series off the Spider-Man movies, but not directly linked to the Marvel Comics Universe movies. This is Silk, a Korean-American young woman bitten around the same time as Peter Parker by another radioactive spider, leaving her with similar powers.
Wow. I didn't know that existed.
Well, there you go. That's fun, isn't it?
Oh, what's she called?
Silk.
She's called Silk, and that's with reference to the web. The web, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. As in the spider's web, not internet.
Not the internet, yeah. Oh, jokes.
There you go.
Is that all?
Oh, that's quite a lot, I'd say.
Yeah, it's good. That was really, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, informative.
Very informative.
It's because we've been away.
What do you mean?
We haven't been done anything for a while, have we? Haven't done this episode, this podcast, or the radio show, podcast, whatever it is. Sean, what's going on?
I was looking for more movie news, but I was also finding it interesting just letting you talk on your own and seeing where it will go.
It won't go anywhere, Sean. Needs reaction. I'm not your lead man. I'm your snappy little
sidekick.
Wow.
Okay, so
colleague.
Set a sip of water. That's very unprofessional. What we'll do, stop looking at your phone.
I'm getting my DVD ready.
Right, we're going to have a song and then we're going to come back and we're going to listen to Mark's DVD review. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
What song are we going for, Sean?
What song are we going to go for? We are going to go for...
Oh.
Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen. And this is from the film... Ladies, you'll like this. It's Dirty Dancing from 1987.
I've been meaning to tell you. I'm hungry, and I'm an eye.
Hungry Eyes.
Is that what it's called?
It's called Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen.
All right.
Hungry, hungry eyes, feed me.
I like
me,
that song. It's so 80s.
Feed me your beauty.
That could be a line from a song, couldn't it? Feed me your beauty.
Oh, that was beautiful, John. Yeah. What a lovely voice you've got. Why don't you do singing?
I know I should do.
Why don't you be a singer?
I know, I would love to be.
Why don't you?
I'd love to be a singer.
Nothing stopping us.
I really wish
what could I
that
do?
I was in a band.
Yeah.
And I just, that's what I, whilst all the cool kids were going and watch music and I was at the back of a comedy club watching some freak tell me observations and stuff. Why wasn't I at a gig? Rocking out.
Yeah.
Going, I could do that. Wearing a gold suit.
What sort of gold suit?
Oh, yeah.
What sort of band would you have?
I reckon it'd be a bit like Maccabees.
What would you call them?
What to call them?
What was your band name called?
Don't know. I'll think about it. I'll get back to you. Remind me of that.
Oh, we never do we? We always say this.
Always forget.
Yeah.
To come back to
the producer, Natalie,
can you remind me to think of a name for my band?
Yeah.
Please. Anyway, okay. So, yes, that was Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen. It's now time for Mark Simmons' DVD review. 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 DVD review.
What section is it?
DVD review.
It sounds like one of your songs you could play in your band. Right, so last night I watched what did I watch?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Warcraft.
Oh.
Yeah. Like? Sorry, I was thinking Warhammer. So what's Warhammer?
Little things you have to paint.
Is that not the same thing?
No.
Oh.
Warcraft's a computer game.
Is it? Right.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Actually, have you seen it? Did you watch it?
No.
So I thought it might be right, because I quite like Game of Thrones and...
What's that got to do with Game of Thrones?
It's sort of, that's fantasy, isn't it? It's that same sort of thing. Different worlds.
Got it.
Lord of the Rings, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But before I did the DVD review, my problem with it was it's all CGI. And
there's
no feeling to it. It's all a bit... It's like watching a computer game.
Exactly.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
So, the movie is about some orcs, but not like the Lord of the Rings orcs, that come over through a portal into the land of the men. What are you looking confused, Sean? What are you looking at?
I'm reading the synopsis for Warcraft, directed by Duncan Jones. Isn't that David Bowie's son?
Yes, it is.
So, he's the director of a film with Sam Rockwell in it called Moon. Have you seen Moon? Brilliant film. Mm. Brilliant sci-fi.
Recent one.
Well, it's not recent. No. It's not recent.
No. Yeah. Anything else you want to read before I do this?
As an orc horde invades the planet Azeroth using a magic portal, a few human heroes and descending orcs must attempt to stop the true evil behind this war. Okay. Moon was made in 2009. Carry on.
All right.
So that's 10 years ago. Isn't that terrifying?
That's no way. Is it?
Well, it's 2018.
Wow.
That was out in 2009.
Yeah.
That's scary, isn't it?
I only just made it to Netflix.
Right, that's not scary.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh,
go.
It's the relevant news. The orcs keep their defeated enemies' large teeth around their neck. They might like it, but it's not my fang. Some of them get injured in battle. If they had their own section of the hospital, that would be orc ward. You yawning while doing the boom boom shush? Jesus, what I got put up with. You just don't like this bit because it's not you. So the orcs travel by riding on the back of giant wolves. I don't know how. I did this late last night. The humans have a wizard who shows very little expression on his face. I think they call him the Guardian because he's quite difficult to read.
The Guardian's not difficult to read.
It's for me.
It is for me as well, but you get dictionary and you soon learn.
That's difficult.
It's not difficult, is it? It's just...
Of course it is.
It's not difficult.
What is it then?
A pain in the arse.
Yeah. Okay. The humans have a wizard who shows very little expression on his face. I think they call him a guardian because he's a pain in the ass to read.
Okay.
Is that better?
Thank you.
At one point, the humans capture a human-like orc, and she starts... She starts telling...
I can't even read his own...
No, it's a spelling mistake.
Honestly.
It's the autocorrect. She captures a...
Jesus, Mark, come on, man. People are choosing to listen to this instead of another podcast.
Okay, here we go. At one point, the humans capture a human-like orc, and she starts telling them in depth a story about her tusks. And I thought, little bit of a bore.
Oh, when is this going to end?
One more.
Hurry up.
That was a good one.
Hurry up.
A little bit of a bore.
Hurry up.
You know, because boars have tusks.
Come on.
And the evil leader of the orcs is a wizard.
Yeah, I know. You keep on fucking saying
it. No, it's a different one. It's a different
There's
one.
Another
that's
wizard.
That's the enemy one.
Oh,
that's the worst
it.
Guy.
Yeah,
and he performs magic on a human. It turns them green. And when the other humans see the green man, it makes them cross.
Right, that was it.
That's
that was
a good
Mark
joke.
Studio review. Thank
makes
you.
Them cross, like at the traffic lights.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't even get it to listen to you.
It makes them cross.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, if you sat and think about it a bit, Sean, and not just rush on to the next
That was
bit.
Mark's DVD review. Thank you very much for that, Mark.
Unbelievable.
It says here, play a song. Don't know.
That seems like quite soon, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does a bit.
Hmm. What are we going to do about that?
I don't know.
Danny's not on the phone yet, is he?
No.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Why don't we take this time, though? No, what I'd like to do...
What would you like to do?
...is a film that we'd been away for a bit, so we didn't really get a chance to discuss Solo, because I'd seen it and you hadn't.
Yeah.
So it's not in the top three. So what I would like to do is discuss Solo with you.
Yes, it's
And then perhaps we'll play a song, we'll come back and get Danny's movie pitch. So, Solo, considered... A flop.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Apparently it's not going to make the money back that it costs when you put all the money together, you know, for publicity and, you know, PR and of course, the production of the film.
Mm.
Now, you text me saying you didn't like it.
Yeah.
Hit me. Because the response on the internet is that... You know, most people didn't like this film. It's not done well. Already out of the top three, which I find astonishing. So, tell me why you didn't like it.
Well, it was a while ago I watched it. But, I don't know. I didn't care.
What do you mean you didn't care?
I didn't care about what was happening. And also, I think when you know that he survives...
Yes, that is a problem.
You know what's going to happen.
The hero's always going to survive. I'll tell you... Okay, spoiler.
Spoiler!
If you're listening to this on a radio, I don't know, turn it down for a bit or something. If you're listening to the podcast, just skip. Keep on pressing the skip 15 seconds thing. Okay, so we're going to discuss Solo. Here's the problem I had with it, and I enjoyed it, is that they put a love interest in, because you basically always need to have a love interest in a sort of an adventure movie, right, on most films.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is that you know those two aren't going to work out, because he ends up being with Carrie Fisher. But you also know...
Princess Leia.
Yes, Princess Leia.
Sorry, and spoiler.
I knew that that Emilia Clarke's character wasn't... I knew that she wasn't going to die. And the reason I knew she wasn't going to die is because... There's no reference to that in the original trilogy. You know, Han Solo doesn't seem like a character. If he was getting with Princess Leia, there's no hint that he's a man that's experienced the sort of death of a loved, you know, of a partner.
Right.
There's not that. If she had died in Solo, I think there would have been uproar. People going, sorry, where's that come from? Han Solo never references that. There's no clue as to that. You know, there's no clue of that being at part of the Han Solo character. So you know she's going to survive. So then the only thing that can happen is she can turn on him. So I knew the whole time. It was like, the only thing that can happen is she turns on him.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's inevitable.
I saw that coming as well.
Exactly, because everyone saw that coming. Because they're not going to get together. She's not going to die. So the only thing that can happen is that she betrays him. So you didn't like it because you didn't care, and you knew Han Solo was.
I just didn't get into it. It just didn't grab me at all.
Right.
We've seen... It wasn't anything different, I don't think, like, to what we've seen
different
before.
Different from what?
Well, it's all the same fast chasing things, and I just didn't think it brought anything to the table, really.
Fair enough. What did you think of him? I could never bloody... Never, ever, ever remember his name. Is his name
I
on?
I thought he was good. As a, you know, believable as Han Solo.
I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it. You're bored.
It's just.
I thought it was a fun adventure movie, and it sort of reminded me. I thought it felt very Indiana Jonesy. I thought it had that same tone of an Indiana Jones movie, sort of the adventure and fun, and you know, family could see it. Lots of new aliens, and I just thought he was great, and I loved seeing him and Chewie come together. That was fun.
Oh yeah, I thought that was interesting. You know what? At that point in the film, it sort of grabbed me. When he first met Chewie.
Yeah.
But I didn't realise that Chewie was meant to be like a really nasty sort of animal. Or was it just like that because he was hungry? Was that because he didn't seem like that? Do you know what I mean?
Well, it wasn't just like that because he was hungry. He was being tortured, wasn't he?
But then why would he want to eat Han Solo?
Because there were. It was like a fight.
Right.
Wasn't it? He fell down into there and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But surely Chewie knew that he didn't want to fight him.
Well, no.
So...
I don't know.
That's the thing, the whole thing's a mess.
Forget it.
You annoyed?
At you?
At me?
Well, just like... It wasn't me,
but obviously you are.
No, I wanted to talk
for the film because you liked it, didn't you?
But yes, it's a fun film. And I thought there was that spoiler. What did you think of the twist at the end?
Which one? I can't remember. It was ages
when
ago.
When a character turns up.
Character turns up. Who turned up?
Oh, for fucking hell, man!
Who turned up? Something.
Someone that was seemingly dead.
No. Oh, yeah. That was exciting. But then I didn't think. Oh, can we? I don't know how we can talk about this.
Well, spoiler!
I thought he was dead. So that didn't... I didn't think it was the same person. I thought it was a different person.
Oh, my God.
Because I just assumed he was dead because it was so many years later.
Oh,
I mean, that's... Okay, but all of a sudden...
You're an idiot.
I can't wait for the next one.
Okay.
That's amazing. But he had a different weapon.
Huh?
He had a different weapon.
Who cares?
But I thought,
it's still him.
But I didn't
that's
know.
Like saying, it can't be Sean.
How do you
he's
know
got
it's still
a different
him?
Phone.
How do you know it's still him?
I was not Sean. He's got a different phone.
How do you know
Sean
it's still
had
him?
An iPhone.
How do you know?
That's a Samsung. It can't be Sean.
Yeah. How did you know it was him, though?
Because it was him!
But
that's
how
mental.
Do you know?
That's like saying,
I thought it was the same species! I thought it was just the same species!
I'm me! How do you know I'm me?
It could be someone that looks like you, like the same species.
Exactly. Do you not think that would be confusing?
Are they exactly the same?
What?
I can't remember what he looked like in the first one. I knew it was roughly similar, same face paint.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
So basically, you've just got to see that film.
I got excited and then I worked
out. He turns up in it.
Yeah.
And you've not clocked who that is.
I knew who it was and then I thought, that can't be him because it's such a long time after and he died in the first one.
Yes, but that was why it was a big twist.
Well, if they told me that, I'd have enjoyed it
what
more.
What do you want to happen? Ron Howard to pop up and go, oh, look, it's him from episode one.
No, just him go, ooh, it's me, and then say his name.
Shut up, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot. Why didn't they give him the same weapon? Then it would have been more obvious.
What was this weapon then?
The two-headed thing, wasn't it? It was like a... It was two at each end.
Where his lightsaber was broken in half, you melon.
Well, I don't remember that. Was he broken in half? Oh, but why didn't he have two lightsabers then?
Because the old lightsaber came out both sides!
Yeah, so if it got broken
in
half, he could have got two lightsabers.
What did he have?
He had this weird long thing with... It wasn't that. It was this weird contraption.
What was it?
I don't know.
Oh, right. Okay, here it is. Madonna, Get Into the Groove. From the film Desperately Seeking Susan, 1985. Come back and then we'll be getting Danny's movie... Pitch.
Enjoy.
And you can dance for inspiration. Come on. I'm waiting. Get into the groove. The way you got to prove you're too.
to the Groove by Madonna from the film Desperately Seeking Susan there. It's now time for Danny's movie pitch.
Yay!
Danny.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Very fine, thanks. Very fine.
Good. So,
how are you two?
We're very well. Yeah, well, I'm very well. I don't know how Mark is.
Well, yeah, I'm good, thanks, Danny.
So, Danny, remember, you've been put under a new time constraint. There is an elevator or lift timer, and you've got two minutes to pitch us your original movie idea. Go!
Danny's elevator pitch.
Wait. Go.
The year is 2165. It's summer, although nowadays it's almost always summer. The temperature has smashed the mercury, and Britain is suffering its worst ever heat wave. Ever since the ozone layer finally collapsed, there is a new world order, where bottled water costs more than beer, and suntan lotion more than petrol. Indeed, it is the manufacturers of sunscreen who are the new oligarchs, a secretive billionaires club feasting off the public's hourly need to slip, slap, slop. We meet our hero, the scientist, Annie Target, just as she has invented a sunscreen that needs only be applied once a year. No sooner does she demonstrate this wonder lotion at a skincare trade show, does she find her life in danger, and someone tries to blow up her stand and steal the formula for the once-a-year wonder. She escapes with the help of Billy Back, a semi-successful professional gambler, and Annie must go underground as she flees for her life, desperately trying to find out who wants her dead. This is both an unlikely love story as Target and Back fall for each other, but it's also a taut socio-political thriller. And it soon becomes apparent it is Big Sunscreen that wants her dead. Mm. As the pair delve deeper into this murky world, they soon discover it is the sunscreen company who have committed a fraud on the public. And it is they who have been releasing the toxic gases into the atmosphere to deplete the ozone layer and bolster the need for their product.
Oh, wow.
But will Annie be able to expose them to the world? Or will she find herself lowered into a huge vat of factor 50? I give you Sunscreen the movie, that already comes with a 5-star (UVA) rating.
Done.
It's in the time.
Oh!
Good timing.
Excellent. Really enjoyed that. I don't think you've been as good as that in a long time.
It's like the Bourne Identity. That's what it feels like, in tonal to me, you know, like someone on the run trying to prove something that they got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
I like the sort of dystopian setting.
Yeah.
In terms of theme, you're very on point as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's topical, isn't it?
Yeah. I want to see it, and I'm going to give you the money.
Sweet.
Who's going to star in it before you go?
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, what?
I love that you thought about it.
Okay,
already.
No, fine. Danny, that was great. Well, yeah, we'll make it.
Lovely stuff.
Mark, do you have a question?
No. I'm give you the money. Great
I'll
stuff.
I'll get going. I got sweat dribbling off my nose here. I'll get going.
Okay. No, alright, fine. Thank you, Danny, that was excellent.
Bye, mate.
Cheers, guys, I'll see you later.
Ta-da, see you next time. Danny Ward, brilliant.
Yeah, there you go.
What was the film called?
Oh, did he tell us what the film was called?
Don't think he did.
He normally does.
What would you call it?
Oh,
Sunscreen the movie. There you go. Fine, that'll do.
It's Factor. Don't know. Have you thought of the name of your band yet?
No, of course not. I will do, though. That's what it's building up to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we text Danny? And I'll text him asking what the name of the film is.
Yeah, please, if you could. He probably did say. It's now time for the UK box office top three. UK box office top three.
Always look high. Always look high.
Everybody runs. I'll be back.
We live in Hilldale?
I walk in here. Just as I thought I was on, they pull me back in. Who is Mary Poppins? UK box office top free. Mm-hmm. Where's my sun cream? From the new film, Sun Cream,
the movie.
Did he tell you what it's called?
Not yet.
Okay, so UK box office top three. Of course, Solo has already left the box office top three. And number three, horror film.
Yeah.
A poster that's got so many stars, it looks like a beautiful night sky.
Really?
Oh, it's five stars. Tell
them what it is.
The board. It is Hereditary.
I haven't heard about it.
This is a film starring Toni Collette. You know her?
Yep.
Muriel's Wedding, the mum that tries to kill herself in About a Boy. This is the latest horror film from Ari Aster. It also stars Gabriel Byrne, who I love. Gabriel Byrne from Usual Suspects and Miller's Crossing. And it's also got Millie Shapiro, who I assume plays the daughter in the film. This is a horror film. After the family matriarch passes away, a grieving family is haunted by tragic and disturbing occurrences and begin to unravel dark secrets. Now, this is meant to be up there with Rosemary's Baby. It's meant to be as scary as that, scary as Exorcist, all the sort of cliches.
I don't really like these sort of films.
You don't like horror films?
Not really.
So you've not seen it?
I liked... What was the one I liked? I don't like Being Made Jump.
You don't like Being Made to Jump?
Yeah, is this
don't,
one...
Don't play basketball, then.
I used to play basketball, actually.
Did you?
Good joke.
That's why you quit.
Yeah.
Come on. So you wouldn't see this because it's a horror film.
Yeah, it's not well, creepy. Is it got like creepy kid in it?
Yeah,
I don't like the creepy kid ones. Did I ever tell you about that? The when I stayed in that haunted place in Arbroath in Scotland. Did I tell you about that?
No. What?
I've not told you about.
You stayed in a haunted house.
Yeah, with Neil Ruddock.
What?
Yeah,
I went. Neil Razor Ruddock, the ex-football player.
Yeah, I went and did a corporate gig in Scotland, and Neil Razor Ruddock was on.
Right,
and they put us in this creepy old like mansion, and then we went downstairs to the bar bit, and the woman that ran it, they're like three kids running around and a few other people.
Yeah,
and we asked her whether it's haunted, and she went, "It is."
We, you were with
Neil Razor Ruddock. Yeah,
were you having a drink with him?
Yeah, yes.
What?
Hardcore.
Yeah.
He's quite a character.
Yeah. Nice man.
Really nice.
I met him doing Soccer AM. He was lovely.
Yeah. And she, he's actually from my hometown as well.
He's one of those things. Do you have these things in life where you will regret it for the rest of your life and it makes you sort of be one of those things that you might think about in bed when you can't get to sleep?
What's embarrassing?
Regret.
Was it embarrassing? Oh, right.
I was just on Soccer AM and I was trying to be... I think someone brought up... Like health or something.
Yeah.
And I went, well, I said something, I said to him something along the lines of, well, you don't look after yourself, look at the state of you.
Oh, no.
And like, I don't know why I thought that would be funny. Of course it's not. Just
right.
Slagging off the way someone looks.
And then what happened?
Nothing. He sort of awkwardly, you know, everyone sort of awkwardly fake laughed. And I still, to this day, when I think of it, I feel really upset.
Yeah.
Horrible thing to say to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carry on.
So we said to the woman, is it haunted? She said yes. And she's used an example that there was she was out gardening.
Yeah.
And there's a guest in the house, in the mansion. And when she came back in, the guest said to her, oh, who was that little girl standing next to you when you're gardening? And there was no little girl.
Bollocks.
And there's loads of sightings of little girls, of a little girl.
Okay.
And then a bit later, she said something about her two grandchildren being there.
Yeah.
I saw three kids when I walked in. I could swear I saw three kids. And there were only two there after that.
How many were you drinking when Neil Razor Ruddock?
Yeah, he gave me loads.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's got a 90% Rotten Tomatoes rating. Hereditary, so it's going to be good. Will you go and see it? No.
No.
It's meant to be really good.
In what way?
In what?
Is it good as in... Is a horror film good if it makes you jump a lot?
Yeah, I also think it's a psychological horror. We'll get up there.
Like what? Why? How? What's that? What happens?
I don't really know what happens. I mean, it's about a matriarch that... passes away and then things start going.
A what passes away?
The matriarch, like the woman of the house, passes away and then things start going tipsy turvy. Okay, so you've got nothing to say about that, really?
No, I won't watch it.
You won't watch it?
No.
What if we went together?
What, to hold hands?
To like, I'm scared of horror movies as well. What if me and you both went?
I think I'm probably more... you seem like you'd like them more than me.
No, man.
Why do you want to watch it then?
Because it'd be like a test, something to put yourself through. No. Okay, fine. In at number two in the UK box office, top three.
Yeah.
It is Jurassic World.
Jurassic World?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Good.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I have. Absolutely smashing it at the box office.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm. Chris Pratt, isn't it?
Chris Pratt.
Man of
Bryce
the hour.
Dallas Howard, Ron Howard's daughter, the director of Solo, his daughter's
Oh, yeah,
it.
I knew that, yeah.
Okay, so, where should we start with this? This is the fifth instalment.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a 94%, no, not 94%, sorry, it's got a 50% Rotten Tomatoes.
For critics or people?
I think critics, I think. Oh, I don't know, actually.
But, I think people would like it more than 50%.
Yes, perhaps. It's directed by J.A. Bayona. I assume that's how you pronounce his name. Different director to the first one, Colin Trevorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think then? Were you excited about this?
Yeah.
You were excited.
I loved Jurassic World. I like the world a lot. But I think we spoke about this years ago. Probably not on here. About
the best bit of any of those films is just the bit where you get to go around.
Yeah.
The theme park.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah.
Don't ruin the film. It's a perfect film because you get to see all this stuff that's happening and it's really fun.
The best Jurassic Park movie that you could get was literally just a POV shot, a point of view shot of someone walking around Jurassic World.
Yeah, enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
Seeing all the dinosaurs.
Agree. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. The dinosaurs. What do you think about all the genetically modified?
Well, hang on. Should we set up what this one is then?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, so what happens is
there's a volcano going off on the island where all the trouble happened in the last film, and all the dinosaurs are going to die.
Yes,
and then they want to put together a team for a rescue mission,
which is exactly like The Lost World.
Yeah, where they'll take the dinosaurs and stick them in another island, and they can live on their own and happy.
Yeah,
and there's a big kind of animal rights thing today, but all just, you know, the dinosaurs have rights.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And Jeff Goldblum's there at the beginning in court. Is it court? It's a court hearing.
Yeah,
he's basically saying you're mad. Oh, actually, I can't even remember what his stance is. He's saying you're stupid to, you should leave him.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's obviously experienced.
Yes.
And then there's a bit of a, obviously there's a twist, which they show in the trailer, that it's not all that it seems. And then when Chris Pratt goes to help them capture his, what's the one he likes?
Blue.
The
Velociraptor. Raptor.
And then they turn on him and they're actually selling the dinosaurs
to rich people. It's sort of, the whole film builds up to an auction, which is quite strange.
Mm.
Okay, so I think, do you want to tell me what you think?
I enjoyed it throughout. As
you
a
enjoyed
whole,
it?
I enjoyed watching it. And I don't know how I feel about the, when they keep genetically modifying, I think dinosaurs are scary enough.
And also you then downplay the T-Rex.
Yeah.
Should always be about the T-Rex, and they went wrong in Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah.
When it wasn't genetically modified, but they found another dinosaur that was bigger than T-Rex.
Yeah.
And for some reason we just want, I think maybe it's been a child growing up and thinking the T-Rex is the daddy.
Yeah.
And you just want it to be left that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with that one, is that the one where the phone was going off inside its stomach?
So stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really stupid, but scary. So I tell you what really scared me about the third one.
The birdcage.
No. When they're in the tent and wake up and just see the dinosaur right by her face. Do you remember that bit?
No.
He sticks his head into the tent and then just the thought of just waking up out of a nice sleep. And there's just a bloody T-Rex sniffing you.
Yeah.
I think that was that one. Or was it Lost World? I don't know.
Whatever.
Mm.
I think that was Lost World, actually.
Where
are we? So, you enjoyed it the whole way through.
Yep.
You don't know about the genetically modified dinosaurs.
It's fine, but that's what... I know the whole thing is a bit stupid, but that just makes it seem a bit too stupid. And why would you do that? Obviously, it's going to go wrong. You're modifying the dinosaur to be really clever. Well, of course it's going to escape.
It set itself up for another sequel.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
By the way, I thought it was the worst film I've seen in ages.
Did you?
Despised it. I hated pretty much every second of it.
Why?
I just thought it was a total mess. It was just like, none of the... It never really felt real at any point. It was just totally ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, you could, you know, like... What's Jurassic Park? The original Jurassic Park, it's there's a dinosaur theme park and the dinosaurs get out. And that's the synopsis. And you go, wow, right, I want to see that. Mm. And this is basically the same applies to Jurassic World because it's basically a remake of Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
This film's a mess. We go, what happens? Right, there's an eruption on an island, so these dinosaurs have to evacuate. Then the heroes sort of get trapped with the dinosaurs and they all wake up in this mansion. What? They're in a mansion?
Yeah.
It's just all like, it sounds like a film written by like teenagers or something. It's like, I read somewhere that someone said it was an episode from an animated series of Jurassic World. It just never felt real. It felt totally ridiculous.
There's one thing that I did find weird.
Really rubbish.
One thing I did find that was really stupid. Is this a spoiler, Sean? Spoiler!
Yeah, spoiler!
Where they're at the end and all the dinosaurs are in that room and there's gas and they're going to die.
Yeah.
And they have to make a decision. We have to open the door to let them into the wild.
Yeah.
And then one of the characters does do that.
Yeah.
Why have they not reacted like that is a mental thing to do? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like they're saying, they're coming from the point of view that it's animal rights, so that they should be allowed to live in the world.
Yeah.
You would, if that was a load of lions, you wouldn't just let them into... Do you know what I mean? If that was today... Sean.
Yeah, yeah, I'm listening.
Sean, you're not listening. You're reading.
Come on, come on.
It doesn't work if you don't concentrate on what I'm saying.
I'm trying, look.
So the bit where they're the dinosaurs are in the room and the gas is going off and they're going to die and they have to make a decision whether to let them out or not into the real world. And then someone does, spoiler, sorry. and then they don't react like that's a mad thing to do. Like, of course it's mad. Kill it. You wouldn't let a load of... In the world today, you wouldn't let a load of lions just go out into the world,
would
you?
I don't even think it's that dangerous.
Dinosaurs?
You could just... I don't want someone to do this, but it's not for that sort of velociraptor. You get the police to come out and just shoot it, it'd be fine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it was going to kill some people.
Just, really? Just stay in your house.
What about the flying ones? They're really dangerous, and they'd be harder to catch.
It's interesting. It'd be interesting to see where it goes. I mean, what's annoying is I'll still see number six, but it's rubbish. A terrible film. I give it 2 out of 5 dinosaurs. What do you give it?
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Oh, so you didn't enjoy it that much. Right, number one, we're not going to have much time to talk about this. We have to play a song, I'm afraid. Number one is Ocean's 8.
Yeah,
you saw it.
I saw it.
Go on.
Really enjoyed it all the way through. I like a heist film.
Yeah.
One problem I had at the end was at the end, after the heist, when they discover that this thing's been stolen.
Right.
They get an insurance guy in to investigate it, which is played by James Corden, right?
I've heard about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No police. Something that's been stolen for 150 million. No police are investigating anything. And if the police can't investigate it, they would definitely catch them. So the whole thing's stupid. But
okay.
A good film.
How many, out of 5?
3 again.
3 again?
3 jewels.
3 jewels. So you sort of enjoyed yourself at the cinema.
I enjoyed it, yeah.
The last few weeks. Okay, cool. So it's now time for a song. This is Say No More, Mon Amour by Rex Manning from the film Empire Records.
Oh, can I just jump in and say something?
Yeah, go on, quickly.
It is called Sunscreen the Movie.
Is it?
Genuinely was called Sunscreen the Movie.
Great.
Oh, Rexy, you're so sexy.
I love it.
souffre. Ah, qu'est-ce que je veux? Tes baisers. Ta bouche délicieuse. Ouh, ravissant. Oh bébé. Je veux te baisser. J'arrive. Oh, baby. Oh, oh, mon amour.
Mon Amour by Rex Manning. That's a sexy song,
it's
isn't
a bit steamy.
Yeah.
Mm, oh, yeah,
with,
sure.
With this heat and that song.
Sweaty
together.
Bodies.
It's a very sexual day.
Really sexy. I love it.
Yeah, subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah.
Retweet, read, give us nice reviews.
Yeah,
stuff,
reviews.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll be back in a fortnight with another Filmish. You can also listen to our sister show, Newsish, basically this, but about the news.
Yeah. What's the name of your band?
The Lighter.
The Lighter?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
The Lighter.
Yeah.
Do you like it? Have you heard The Lighter's new song? Oh, that's good. I like it.
It's quite good, actually. The Lighter.
Yeah, it's got fire in it. It's bad.
Yeah.
You know? There you go. There you go.
Merchandise as well.
Cut. That's the film.
Filmish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons on Foo Bar Radio.